Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible says, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Will it be God or will it be man? And the most important decision that I've had to make in life was when I decided to make Jesus my choice. Rather have houses and land. Some folks would rather have silver and gold. They treasure and forget about their soul, but I decided to make Jesus my choice. Yes, I did. Say it again. Some folks rather have houses and land. Oh, some folks they choose silver and gold. Oftentimes they forget about their soul, but I decided to make Jesus my choice. Yes, I did. Children, the road gets rough. And the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. The going gets tough. Somebody say the mountain. Oh, get rough sometimes, but man, I want to tell them that I started out, yes, I did, a long time ago. Yes, sir. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. Man, I was out of my mind.
Better decision.
Oh, yeah.
know you can be a witness when you tell your testimony about how you saved and fixed it. I could have chosen the way of the devil, but that would have led me to destruction. But instead, I've chosen the way of Jesus Christ. I'm on my way to eternal life. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I made Jesus. I made Jesus. I made Jesus. And I got one question I want to know. What about you?
Yes. Good morning.
Top of the morning, my brother. Top of the morning.
Morning there, people out there listening. Good morning to you, too. I've been working a little bit, Randy.
God bless, man. God bless. My.
Another great day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his holy name, my brother. Let us praise his holy
Amen.
Name.
Yes,
we
sir.
Together. Again, once again, lift his name up, Brother Nutty. As we know, if his name be lifted up, he would draw all man into thee.
Yes,
that was the scripture, right?
Yes.
What
it tell you? It give you the instructions, right? The scripture is the instruction, man. Lift me up. I do the rest. Just lift me up. Yes, sir.
I want to talk a little bit today about walking in sanctification today, Brother Nutty. The word of God read in the word of God, he said, you shall be holy because I am holy. I read that somewhere, Brother Nutty. And I could keep replaying over and over in my mind.
Uh-huh.
To walk in sanctification, to be sanctified. Oh, help me.
And Randy, you know what it's playing over and over and over in your head? It's a message there. And you're trying to make sure you get it there, Randy. You're trying to make sure somebody get it.
Oh, yes. To walk, to be sanctified, Brother Nutty. To be sanctified. I won't be long today, my brother. I'm just going to give it to us straight, uncut, and raw this morning. How do we be sanctified? How do we walk in sanctification? My. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you again for bringing us all together on one occasion, on one accord, to lift your name up, Lord, because we know if your name be lifted up, you would draw all men into thee. Lord, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus that the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, that you let the word of God flow off my tongue like the river of living water. That you continue to use me and help me speak it boldly in the name of Jesus. That you remove anything that's not of your liking right now, Lord. That you have your way on this line right now, Lord. That you touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice. That they grow in your word. That they use your word in their everyday lives, Father God. That your word don't fall on deaf ears, but it go out and do what it is set to do. Lord, we just thank you for another great day, Lord. We thank you that you saw fit, Father God, to wake us this morning, that you gave us the strength to get up and get along our way, that you kept us from danger seen and unseen this morning, Lord. We just thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
My. My first scriptural stop is going to be in John 17, Brother Nutty.
John 17.
John chapter 17. To walk in sanctification. To walk in sanctification. The desires of my heart is to be a vessel and to honor, sanctify, fitting the master's use and preparing me for every good work, brother. That is what I read this morning in a
okay.
devotion. It says, the desire of my heart, brother Matty, is to be a vessel. Oh, a vessel of his word. To be a vessel and to honor, sanctified, and fitting for the master's use and prepared for every good work, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's strong.
Hey, Randy.
Strong.
They say the vessel of your heart. I mean, being at that time, that heart, we've been talking about the purity of the heart and all that stuff for the last couple of weeks. So go ahead, Randy. I'm with you.
Oh, yes. He wanted to be prepared. He wanted to walk. He wanted to be sanctified, Brother Matty. Oh,
mm-hmm.
help me, Holy Spirit. He wanted us to be sanctified. I'm going to read that one more time, what I read in this devotion. It says, the desires of my heart is to be a vessel and to honor, sanctified and fitting for the master's use and prepared, Brother Matty, for every good work.
Mm-hmm.
My God. My God. I love that right there, my brother. I love that.
Yes,
I love that.
Being a vessel, just being a place to carry his message out and do his deed.
We just want to be vessels of his word, Brother Matty. Oh, no matter where we speak it at or where we preach it at, we just want to be a vessel of it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
we just
right.
want to be a vessel of it. I'm stopping over in John 17 first, my first scriptorial stop, brother. My first scriptorial stop, may God be in the blessings of his word. It reads like this. I'm going to start at one. I'm going on down. I'm going to read the whole chapter, my brother. It reads like this. It says, after Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed. He looked towards heaven and prayed. Oh, it's written in red, too, Brother Nutty. It's written in red. You know it's Jesus talking when it's written in red. Brother D taught me that. Brother D taught me that.
Yes,
it's red. When it's written in red, it's Jesus talking. Help me, Holy Spirit. It says, Father, hour has come. Glorify your son, that your son may glorify you. It says, for you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. He says, now this is eternal life, that they know you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Yeah, listen to what it reads like. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. Listen to what it reads like. It says, hold one second. What was that? Somebody calling my phone. It says, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you have gave me to do. Oh, he was the vessel of it, my brother. I have glorified you on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. My. Listen to what it reads like, Brother Matty. It's getting exciting. Now it's getting deep right here. It says, I have reveal you to those whom you gave me out of the world, Brother Nutty. It says, they were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word, my brother. Vessels of it. Listen to it. It says, now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me. and they accepted them. Oh, you got to be a vessel of it, Brother Nutty. Help me, Holy Spirit.
They accepted them.
Oh, it's meat in here, brother. It says they knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. It says, I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, all I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through you, through them. It says, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We call on the name of Jesus. Oh, in times of need, in times of sickness, in times of, we call on that. He said, protect them in the power of your name, the name you gave me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, so that they may be one as we are one. It says, while I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. What name is he talking about, Brother Matty? By that name you gave me. Oh, we talking about Jesus right here, my brother. By that name you gave me. Oh, it's a meeting here. Yeah, I'm going to read that one more time. So we get it clearly. It says,
That's verse 12 right there, Brother Matty.
John 17, verse 12. While I was with them, I protected them, and I kept them safe by that name you gave me. That name, Brother Nutty. Oh, it's something about that name, Jesus. The songwriter says it's the sweetest name I know, Brother Nutty. Oh, it's power in that name. Oh, it's power in that name, Brother Nutty. It's healing in that name. It's victory in the name of Jesus. It's everything in that name, man. He say, by that name. Oh, I like that, brother.
Something about that name, Jesus.
My. It says, has been lost except the ones doomed to destruction, so that the scripture will be fulfilled. Listen to what it read like. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For they are not of the world anymore. Then I am of the world. Says, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. It says, sanctify them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sanctify them.
Sanctify them
by the truth. Your word is true. It says, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Oh, we got to walk in sanctification, brother. So they too will be sanctified. Listen to what it says. I ain't going to stop right there. Listen to what it says. Jesus is speaking right here, man. He says, my prayer is not for them alone, Brother Nutty. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That all of them may be one, Brother Nutty. It says, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. My. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. And I in them and you in me. It says, so that they may be brought to complete unity. My. It says,
unity means as one, don't it, Randy? You come together.
As one, my brother.
As one.
Yes, sir. Then the world will know that you sent me and have love them even as you have loved me. My, my, my. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am. Oh, I want to be that way yet, Brother Nutty. And so, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Righteous Father,
mm-hmm.
who the world does not know you, I know you. They know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. My, my, my,
mm-hmm.
my, my.
Mm-hmm.
My, 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 my.
Well, what it's telling, it's telling you unity, Randy, sanctification, meaning that means you living right, you doing everything he tells you, you following his word. You got that pureness in you, you got that love,
yeah.
you got that love,
yeah.
peace, joy, happiness,
yeah.
all of it in one. Yes, sir. I hear you this morning.
Yeah.
I hear you.
We got to walk that thing, Brother Nutty.
Oh, yeah.
Got to walk that thing. He say, you need to be holy because I am holy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know why that's keep on popping on me right there. It says, you need to be holy because I am holy, Brother Nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. It says, Go ahead, bro.
I'm going over to 1 John chapter 1 now. 1 John, not regular John. 1 John chapter 1. Chapter 1.
It's in the book. It's in the book, Randy.
It's in the book. Listen what it read like, my brother.
First John, what now?
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Verse 1. Yeah, chapter 1, verse 1. Listen what it read like. It said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life, Brother Nutty. It says,
mm-hmm.
the life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and he appeared to us. Listen what it reads like. It says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and what we have heard, so that you also mm-hmm. may have fellowship with us. It says, and our fellowship is with the Father, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and with the Son, Jesus Christ. My. It says, we write this to make our joy complete. Listen to what it reads like, Brother Nutty. This is why we got to walk in sanctification. We got to be sanctified. Listen to what it reads like. This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. Listen to what it reads like. God is the light, Brother Nutty, right? You with
mm-hmm,
me, right?
Mm-hmm.
God is the light. In him, there is no darkness at all. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen to what it reads like, Brother Nutty. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Hey, listen, we in quicksand right here, Brother Nutty.
Hey, listen, we in quicksand right here. You better get your bandages out, your band-aids out of you, and take cover. Listen to what it reads like. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, but if we walk in the light, Brother Nutty, oh, yes, Lord,
mm-hmm.
as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another in the blood of Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, some meat ahead. His Son purifies us from all sins, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Oh. If we confess our sins, Brother Nutty, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. Oh, like we said the other day, he who has not sinned cast the first stone. He who has not sinned cast the first stone, my brother.
Hey, from what I was told, I hadn't read. I'm still new at the Bible, but I always told we was born in sin. So that's a sin from the day one. You open your eyes, from my understanding.
Oh yeah.
Then you got to.
Oh yeah.
But come on, bro. Come on. I'm gonna be quiet.
My. I'm gone, brother. Now you're gonna walk in sanctification this morning. I'm going over to Ephesians 4 and 17. I'm gonna start at 17. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Instructions for Christian living. Oh, Holy Spirit. Instructions for Christian living. My. How do we become sanctified? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it reads like.
Follow the way of Christ.
Ephesians 4 and 17. And I'm almost done. We're going to be in and out of here today. It says.
Yes, sir.
So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the flurry of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of their ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Brother Nutty, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Says, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sincerely, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they.
Rand, I gotta stop you, bro. I gotta stop. Number 18 again. Cause my Bible says something different.
Nah. Well, you must be in the King James. You must be in the King James.
Yeah, I'm in the King James.
Well, let me hear what it says in the King James.
It says, having understanding, darkness, be of a line from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, that because of the blindness of the heart, of their heart.
Oh, yeah.
They can have it, but they got some dark shades on and can't see, right? They can't see.
Oh, my God.
They got the dark.
They're blind, brother. The heart is blind.
I just had it. Yeah, you know. Man. Walk around with two patches over the eyes with a stick just wandering around, lost. Go ahead, bro.
My. Listen what it read like, my brother. Ephesians 4 and 20. It says, that, however, is not the way of life you learned. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. It says, you were taught, Brother Nutty, with regard to your former way of life, to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind. Oh, renewing of the mind, Brother Nutty. Oh, being transformed. Don't be stuck in your old ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And to put on the new self, created to be like God in truth, righteousness, and holiness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbors. For we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, my brother. Do not give the devil a footstool. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. My. Listen what it reads like. I like this. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up, for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as Christ forgave you. My.
Randy.
I'm guilty
of some of this stuff, Randy. My old ways, I'm guilty of it. I'm trying, Nutty.
I told you to bring, make sure you got your band-aids and all that handy, man. It's getting rough.
Yes, sir.
It's getting rough.
He be all in the forehead.
Yeah, we beating ourselves up, man. It's getting rough. It's gonna get even rougher right here over in 2 Timothy. I'm going over 2 Timothy 2. I'm going to start at verse 14. And I'm done after this. May God be in the blessing of his word. It says,
yes, sir.
We're going to walk in sanctification. Listen what it reads like. It says, keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruin those who listen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. Oh, what I just said, vessel, Brother Nutty. Ready and prepared for every good work. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I can't make this up. It's in a book. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed or and who correctly handles the word of truth. It says, avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't walk in sanctification this morning, Brother Nutty. It says, their teaching will spread like genders. It says, amongst them are hypocrites and Philistines who have departed from the truth. Oh, they all around us. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroyed the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, Brother Nutty, sealed with the inscription, with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from the wicked. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In a large house, there are articles not only of silver and gold, but also of wood and clay. So some are for special purposes and some for common use, Brother Nate. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful unto the master, and prepared to do any good work. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I can't make this up. Oh, it says, leave the evil desires of your youth, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out.
Randy, man said, flee also young lust, but follow righteous faith, charity, peace,
yeah,
with them that call on the Lord out of pure heart. Hey, brother, I just had to read it. It just stuck out. It just slapped me in the face. I'm sorry, I had to do that. But go ahead.
It says, don't have anything to do with foolish arguments. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because you know they produce quarrels. It says, don't have anything to do with that stupid foolish. This in the book, brother. Now, this ain't me talking. It says in the Bible, don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments.
Foolish and unlearned questions. Oh, man. Avoid it.
Listen to what it reads like. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind in every way, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed, and the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the traps of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. My, brother. May God be in the blessings of his word. And that's all I got this morning, my brother. That's all I got this morning. Walk in sanctification.
Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. I want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, her home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help. Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her.
Hey, Randy, what did she call?
Amen. Good morning, my brothers.
Good morning, guys.
Listen to you. Now, you know, one of the things that stuck, you know, a lot of times when you hear, I think all the time when you hear the word, it should be something that just sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you truly don't Christ for yourself, something should stick with you when you hear the word. And this morning, when I came on, the first thing I heard my brother say was the word vessel.
Oh, yeah.
And it just stuck like crazy glue to me when he said the word vessel. Because, you know, in my mind, I'm saying to myself, Lord, how do I be a vessel for Christ?
Oh, my.
Randy said, walking in the renewing of your mind. And I said, that's it right there. That's it right there. I've got to learn through Christ's word how to renew my mind. Then my mindset becomes focused and fixated on what? The love of Jesus the Christ.
Jesus.
Now
Jesus.
I have just became a vessel for Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I'm lining myself up so he can use me. See, he already told me he won't dwell in an unclean temple, so I got to get right with God in order to be a vessel. When you hear the word, something should stick with you, my brother. Something should stick with you. My brother said to be a vessel. That's what we are. If we take nothing else from this show today, I want to tell my sisters and brothers to learn how to be a vessel for Christ. In the name of Jesus. I'm out the way, my brother. I'm out the way. I ain't going to hold you long this morning.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you. If anybody else wish to say something, testimony, just hit the one button.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Hey, man. All you gotta do is get this picture of the Bible, the instructions, and live by and apply them instructions to you. You'll be sanctified. You'll get sanctified if you ain't already there. But you just gotta apply that. He tells you. He give you the map. Instruction, the way of life. He gives it to you. I know we are. I'm guilty of a lot of stuff. But you know what? It ain't an overnight process either, Randy. You can't go to sleep and just come back and think you sanctified. No, it's work. You got to put some work in. Yes, ma'am. I'm here, Randy. I'm ranting a little bit, but
I hear Brother Netta say he's guilty. Don't you know we all guilty? Don't you know we all are guilty?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The Bible says not one. No, not one. So we all are guilty. We all have fell short. So when you do your that level best, don't you know it's still not enough?
Man
may not want to accept it. But don't you know you can't do enough to enter into the kingdom of heaven? We get in on one thing and one thing only. That's the love of God. He loves us so much until Christ will whitewash all our sins, our impurities out. If we walk right, if we walk in the renewing of the mind, as Brother Reddy said, if we just stay in the renewing and be a vessel for us, he whitewashes that. So when God sees it, I heard Brother Eric say it the other day, and that is so true. God looks at us through Jesus the Christ because he can't stand to look at us because we feel on our best suit. We have on a Monty suit, a $20,000, $100,000 suit. We got on $3,000, $5,000 shoes. Don't you know we just a piece of dirt?
Yes.
We ain't worthy for to look at. So he looks at us through Christ because he loves us so much. So he fixed there in a way where he can see us. He looks at us through Christ. That way he can see me. He can see me being his vessel there and not being nothing. Aren't you glad you know Jesus and the Father that you're seeing?
Yes,
sir.
You should.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. I could have swore I heard a sister's voice on him somewhere. I heard somebody else's voice on him. I heard somebody.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Praise the Lord. Yes, you did.
Yes. Who got that, brother? Who got that?
I don't know, Randy. It's a mystery. It came out of nowhere.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to let her introduce herself. She is the young lady that introduced herself.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm Marion Parks. I'm a minister. I'm Debo's auntie. Praise the Lord. And I was enjoying what I was hearing. I tell you, and everything you were saying was true. Because we are, as Debo was saying, we are born in sin. Because, see, we were born after the fall of Adam and Eve. So we are born in sin, and the Bible said we shaped in iniquity. So Jesus came so that he could wash us of our sin, give us a chance to be cleansed, to be saved, to be with Jesus. So that's why he was able to say, the Bible said we are heirs and joint heirs to God's kingdom. And see, we're heirs through Abraham because we are the seed of Abraham. So now that was the beginning of our blessing because God told Abraham, he said, I will make your seed as the sand of the sea. And
yes,
oh, my
Lord.
God, when you look at the sand of the sea, you tell me anybody who can give you an account of the sand of the sea. He said, I'll make your seed as the stars in the sky. Glory be to God. That's the love that God had for Abraham because of his righteousness. And then because we sinned, because we didn't want to do right, we wanted to follow after the devil. Jesus said, I'll go down and I'll redeem man to you. Rather than let God destroy us, he said, I'll stand in the gap for him. Glory be to God, because there is some good in them. He said, Father, you made them for your good. Yeah. You made man to praise you. You made man to worship you. Now man has turned away and sin. I'll stand in the gap. Glory be to God. And when you look at Revelation, they describe Jesus as the lamb going to the slaughter. So when he came to the United States, when he came to the world, he was like that lamb that was going to the slaughter because he was coming to die. Glory be to God. So that we may live. Glory be to God. And the blessing is when he told Peter and all his disciples to wait for him in the upper room. Glory be to God. Because he know he had to send back the comforter to keep them. See, we don't take in, and I'm not saying that's on this phone, but people just don't take in what God went through, what Jesus went through just for us. Just for us. God loved us so much, he said, I'm not going to lose all of you. He said, but I'm going to give you a choice. Okay, you can come to me, be saved, sanctified. See, people think you can be get to heaven without being sanctified. But see, sanctification is the Spirit of God that lives within you. And that's the Spirit that God's going to look for when he comes back. Glory be to God. I don't care how good you are on this earth, you got to have the Holy Ghost. And I know people like to hear it sound nice to say it to them, the Holy Spirit, but I love the word, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's what Jesus called it. You got to have the Holy Ghost in order to see God one day.
Yes,
and
Lord.
See, we want to see God's face in peace.
Oh, yeah.
We want to see his face in peace. If we don't see his face in peace, we know where we're going. As my brother Lawson used to say, hell will be your home.
My God.
Yes. Glory be to God. I tell you, we serve an awesome and a mighty God. And we need to strive every day, not just some days. We got to strive every day to be what he wants us to be remotely good enough to be called a child of God. We got to ask forgiveness every day, not that we see it in our eyesight. But seeing God's eyesight, our thought is nothing. Our thoughts is not his thought, and our ways are not his ways. That's why we ask forgiveness every day of our life and thank him every day of our life for waking us up, opening our eyes, keeping us in a safe and sound mind, and in this day and time, keeping us in the land of the living. Because look at the amount of people that have died during this coronavirus. But God has kept us covered in the blood of Jesus. So we got to thank him. We got to thank him. Because I even tell my kids, you better know mama pray for you daily, but Jesus, because Jesus died. And we pray that God keep us covered in the blood of Jesus. You know, it goes back to when Moses went to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. And when he did on that last plague where God was killing the firstborn of the pharaohs, of the Egyptians, he told Moses, put the blood, could kill a lamb, put a lamb with no blemish, and put the blood on the doorpost, he said, for where I see the blood. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Pass over you. And that's a blessing all by itself, and we still covered in the blood of Jesus.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Glory. Don't get me started this morning.
Yeah.
I was listening to the young man talking. I tell you the truth. I was trying to hold my peace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory
be
to God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We have a lot. We have a lot to thank him for. A whole
lot. Glory.
Hallelujah. And that's why, you know, that's why I like that song, I Won't Complain.
I tell you,
Jesus did not complain when he came here to die for us. When they beat him, he never opened his mouth. When they hung him on the cross, he never opened his mouth. So why are we complaining?
My God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
We have nothing to complain for. We got a lot to praise him for.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Mama, we always invite it all. And we need you. We need your prayers. We need you here with us. So please come on whenever you got time. Please come
on. Yes, sir.
I got something for you right here, my
friend. I didn't catch it.
I've had some good days.
All right, now.
I've had some hills to climb.
Yes.
I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low.
Yeah.
I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he so I'll just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I won't complain. Lord has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, are you could ever be?
My brother.
When you look around, brother, you see all goodness.
That's how the Holy Spirit moves, brother D, because Mama said she liked that song, and I just had it sitting there already waiting because that's what I'm saying.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
That's how the Holy Spirit moves, Mama. I'm telling you, if you don't believe God is in the midst, the Holy Spirit is in the midst on this line. Hey, listen, man. I'm telling you, God is in the midst.
But see, people don't praise God like they used to. People don't even have the Holy Ghost like they used to. I look at some of them, say the Holy Ghost, and say, Lord, where is it?
My God.
Because see, with the Holy Ghost, God washes you in the blood of the Lamb with the Holy Ghost. You repent of your sin. You don't have the Holy Ghost, and then you dressing like any hoochie mama out there in the street, go up in the church, and the preacher face, and they accept it. Come on now. Curse with the best of them. That is not the spirit of God.
Hey, Randy, she put some whoopings on some folks.
Yeah.
She put some whoopings. She hit
Randy
some folks.
One morning.
It's the truth. See, I tell my pastor, not tell anybody. I believe in that old time religion when people were serious about God. When people wanted to be saved, when people didn't mind falling on their knees and praying and calling on Him, but they don't do that no more. They don't do that no more. They don't even dress like they used to going to church. I mean, God don't look at the clothes. But see, I grew up with people, I was taught that you look good for God. But they got it backwards now. They wear anything in the church and they want to look good to go on the street. So, yeah, I always had that old-time religion.
My God. My God. My God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
There's no other way to go.
Hey, Randy. I'm going to have to step out for a minute, Randy, but we had a special prayer that I got a text on. And Emily and Mom want to pray for their business because they're in the process of doing some things, and pray for Brother Eric. He's at his job. They're in a meeting, just put it that way. And I'm going to have to step out, Randy. I got a song I want to play, but if anybody else want to say anything, now's the time.
Oh, yeah. Then we'll close it all out.
I want to tell you, brother, that's my auntie. That's my baby auntie. That's the baby. That's my mother's baby sister.
I recognize the nickname, Debo.
Yes, that's my mother's baby sister.
My
dad. And they done stuck with me a long time, bro.
Thank you.
But your God is, God is so good, eh?
Hey, look, to God be the glory. God be the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, indeed. Yes, been saved for years since 1987. I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, my brother, Tim, always said it's the best decision you ever made.
Yes,
when you turn your life over to Christ, the best decision you ever made. Anyone that don't believe it, just try it.
Got a couple of prayer requests, man. If you want to pray us out of here, brother, for the business, Emily Mon's business, the trailer, the trailer park,
RV,
mobile home RV business. And let's send up a special prayer for Brother Ed that he's, that he's, be in touch where he's at right now. And let's get out of here, my brother. You can pray us out.
Amen. Brother Randy said, we give a prayer for one of our sisters, Emily's mother, in their business. And I don't know what's going on with my brother Eric, but I know it's something he's training or something with his job. But one thing we do know, above all, when you in Christ, you know he's able.
Oh,
you know if you out of Christ, you know he's able, but you just ain't accepted. But when you in Christ, you know he's able. All things but faith. We're going to ask the Lord if he would just bless this morning. And he already has instructed us in his word for two or three or some that you can miss. So we have two or three, so we trust and believe in that Christ is here right now. We trust and believe in it. I hear my brother Eric sometimes, he would say, the Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. So I'm asking my sister and brother, you bow your head, give God your heart, and give me ear. Pray along with me as we pray. Father God, we come before you this morning. Just a word of thanks. We want to thank you for the show this morning. Thank you for the word that was allowed to go out. We thank you for the guests that came on, Father. Praying, Lord, that something was said that would touch someone's heart, that would touch someone's ear, that would make them want to hear, get to know you, and the part of their sin.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
We have a special prayer this morning, Lord, for Emily's mother and their business. We don't know what's going on with the business. We don't know what the trials and tribulations may be, but we know that I know it. We're asking you right now, Lord, just wave across. Knowing that when you touch, everything is all right.
Yes, right now.
Not only their business, Lord, but we ask you to touch them as well, touch their hearts, or give them a mind they want to continue to run on for you.
Oh, yes.
Knowing, God, that you can do all things for real, Lord.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
There's no wrong in Christ. Bless you to bless him right now. Bless in a mighty way. Then, Lord, we ask that you look upon our brother, Brother Eric.
Yes.
We find that he's going through some training or something at his job. Lord, yes. We ask that you give him strength right now.
In the name of Jesus.
That whatever the trials and tribulations may be, you're there. We know that the victory has already been won. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you right now. Touch right now, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, these blessings among men, and we ask for your darling son, Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
For you told us to pray to Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We ask it in Jesus' name right now.
And then we
kind of done, Lord, and we're asking and receiving it and giving it all to you, Lord. We kind of done right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Oh, God.
Yes.
In our hearts, say amen.
Amen.
We got it done, Lord. My God. Yes. After a while.